Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. As 2025 starts to draw to an end, the Denmark Board of Trustees reviewed what roadwork should be done in the next fiscal year. During their discussions, it was suggested having sections of the roadway between M81 and Dixon Road, M46 and Waterman Road, as well as Van Buren Road, all be done in 2026. There is approximately $250,000 in the budget, which is likely enough to do about 1 mile of paved road work. And another local and regional news for today. A Huron County Township Board is considering the possibility of building a new township hall, and possibly even more. During this month's meeting of the Siegel Township Board of Trustees, the board approved having the supervisor, Dennis Bisher, sign documents to have Booms Design and Engineering do a complete architectural plan for a potential new township hall, and to have Carol Booms begin working on that as soon as possible. After the decision was made, there was some more discussion about the township's needs. It was then unanimously decided to have Booms Design and Engineering render a plan for a proposed entirely new building, which would comprise the township hall and a fire hall, while she is completing the other drawing that the board wanted. The board is looking at some changes because the current lot size of the hall confines any potential future building changes. The supervisor said he has spoken to a neighboring landowner about more land, but has not yet heard back. The new drawing will be done taking into consideration the efficiency of the building and not limited to the lot size. During the meeting, Bisher also reported he has traveled Ulfig Road multiple times in the past month and feels that the road is in good condition to last through the winter. Also, the board approved changing the date of a meeting because Bisher is not able to attend the February 2026 meeting the way it is currently scheduled. So the board approved changing the meeting date to February the 23rd instead of February the 16th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
I spent 14 years in foster care, mostly in group homes. I slept in a lot of different rooms, but none of them really felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room, a place that's mine, and a family who loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The Group of 20 summit in South Africa has ended with the glaring absence of the United States, which is the next country to lead the bloc. The Trump administration has boycotted the 2 days of talks involving leaders of the world's richest and top developing economies. The president of South Africa declared the summit in Johannesburg closed on Sunday by banging a wooden gavel onto a block, similarly to how a judge would, as is the G20 tradition. The gavel would then normally be handed over to the leader of the next country to hold the rotating presidency. However, there was no U.S. official present to receive it. And in other national and international news, Christmas went on the auction block this week in Pennsylvania farm country in the form of a giant Christmas tree sale. About 50,000 trees and a huge array of other seasonal items were bought and sold at the Buffalo Valley Produce Auction in Mifflinburg this week. Buyers from across the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic were there to supply garden stores and other retail outlets. The Real Christmas Tree Board says the scent of real trees is a major draw for farm-grown trees. A trade group says more than 21 million farm-grown Christmas trees were sold in 2023, with the median price being around $75. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.